Copy that. Well, it makes total sense to me. And the teddy bear thing, that's awesome. I'm sure probably law enforcement around here probably has that sort of thing too, because that would be very traumatic. Is there any other comments?
Not at the moment. 597, monitoring.
Copy that. Well, thank you, Jill. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Carol. So I'm sure you've heard the discussion with all of the ladies regarding fire drills for your family in various situations. Is there any comments that you'd like to share, Carol?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking about it, and we don't close the doors through here, but some people might be closing doors, and it depends on where the fire is in the house. They need to test the doors, and if it's hot, don't open it. Figure out a different route to get, if there's other people in the house, you need to protect yourself first. You need to go out of whatever window is closest. Go around, break another bit, go in that room. Hold on just a second. And be sure you grab a telephone, but stay low in the house. If there's a fire, you need to stay low, because you get up higher, the heat is higher. So main thing is get everybody out, get your animals out. And what we have to do is grab our animals and then get out and hook up the trailer and get it away from the house so we can live it in that.
Copy that. Also some very good ideas. Is there anything else, Carol?
Well, we already have our supplies in the vehicles. And main thing is that we would just have to get out with our animals, and we have two cats in here, so we'd have to get them out and get out, period.
Copy that. Makes total sense to me. Well, like I said, that it's just making us think, it's making us more aware that we do have to have a plan because we do get complacent. So, well, thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available?
This is Marcia, WQGA 709, and plans good that we have, but there's always learning, and that's what we're doing right now. Thank you.
Copy that. Well said, Marcia. Well, thank you, ladies, both very much for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. 487 Kimber, would you like to talk about the Emron net?
Oh, hello there. Yeah, I can talk about the Emron net. Sunday nights at 7 p.m. is the Emron net, and what we are is a group of people here, a whole bunch of different operators that are here to help during times of emergencies and disasters and civil defense and all that. So we do a roll call. And we do an intelligence briefing, which covers regional, local, and worldwide news. And then we do the Channel 3 program, making sure that people on Channel 3 off the repeaters can talk to each other, and how important it is to be able to connect with your community, your loved ones in your local area, so that you can handle that in times of emergency. So Sunday night, 7 p.m., come on over.
Thank you for that information, Kimber. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384, Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?